Who's calling from Los Angeles? Ranjiv? What's on your mind, sir? Thank you for calling.
I had called to see what your thoughts were on an occlusion in my left femoral artery that just got discovered when they did an ultrasound on my leg. I hadn't really got any symptoms as such, except that my foot doctor said you don't have a pulse in your left leg.
Uh-huh.
You should go see a vascular surgeon.
Right.
I did that, and that came up with this occlusion, but they said you've got collaterals that are working for you, and that's why you don't have any symptoms. And then he wanted to go in now and schedule a clean out of that, but a friend of mine who's been doing chelation suggested that I should try chelation first. I just wanted to see what you would suggest.
I'd include that in the things that you might do. However, I assume that an ultrasound or some procedure has been done that shows that that blood vessel is, quote, clogged, unquote. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, maybe not 100% clogged, because it's obviously, I'm walking fine and everything else.
Okay. What was an ultrasound done, sir?
Yes, it was. Yeah, the ultrasound.
Okay. And it was less than 100% clogged. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, usually, unless they tell you that's a clot, and it probably, no one told you that, usually that kind of occlusion has to do with cholesterol being pasted over an inflamed area. That's why the cholesterol settles in certain areas, because they're inflamed and it settles on them to actually protect them from getting more and more inflamed. Now, there are research studies on two substances that show that kind of occlusion can be slowly reduced. And then the chelation can help too. If it were me, even if there's no symptoms, I'd want to do everything, just if it were me, but I'd want to do everything to see if I could get it turned around even partially and not let it totally clog up. Who needs that? All right. Well, what those substances are the particular vitamin E's called tocotrienols. Now, that's different from tocopherols. Both of those, tocotrienols and tocopherols, are vitamin E family, but the tocotrienols uniquely have been found to help reduce occlusion. And one can find those in one's natural food store if one wants to. And even if they don't reduce occlusion, they're a form of vitamin E, and they're definitely good for us. But they've been found to reduce occlusion. Secondly, Japanese studies have found that vitamin K helps to reduce occlusions, particularly occlusions that happen to have calcifications in them. And I once worked with an engineer, and I keep mentioning working with engineers because people who are in engineers just keep awfully good track of data and what they're doing. And he had had an ultrasound done of his carotid arteries. Those are the ones in the neck, as you know. And both were occluded to roughly 50%, he said, or he reported from his doctor. Well, he got himself onto tocotrienols and vitamin K. And being a typical engineer, he had an ultrasound done almost to the day 1 year later. I think he was one day off because he wanted to see what the results would be in 1 year. And his occlusions had gone down to 25% on one side and 30% on the other. Now, it wasn't completely cleared, but it sure was less. And he decided he'd just continue and see if he could get completely cleared. And I'm sorry to say I haven't heard from him since. But then again, doctor visits cost money. And if he did clear himself, there's no point in coming back. So I really don't know. All I can report is it came down from 50% to 25 to 30%. All right. Now, there's a third thing that also has been found to reduce cholesterol deposits a little in arteries, and that's niacin. And there's time-release niacin that's on the market. So let's say I had that occlusion. I'd be looking for a good form of vitamin K, one of the better ones. And by the way, when I mention company names, it's because the products are unique to them. And no, I don't get paid by any companies. Its company name is Life Extension. And they make something called Super K, which has all the active forms of vitamin K that are currently known in it. And what this engineer fellow did was to take two of those twice a day. And then there's something called Unique Tocotrienols by AC Grace Company. And once again, I'm not connected with any of these companies, but they're the only ones who put this one together. It's called Unique E or Unique Tocotrienols, one or the other. And he took two of those twice a day. And then he got himself a time-release niacin, which came in 500 milligrams, and took one of those twice a day. And those are the results he got, sir, and that's what I would do if it were me, but you've got to look into it, see what you think about it, and decide whether you want to do that. Now, adding chelation therapy would likely be helpful, particularly if you find a doctor who does a chelation test first, which is almost the same as chelation therapy. The IV of the chelation materials is put into the veins, and it's safe to do so. It's been done for a long, long time. And then the person collects all the urine that comes out for 6 hours after the IV is over, and it's sent off to a laboratory to check to see what the burden of toxic metals is. And most of us have at least a little burden. Some of us have quite a burden of toxic metals, and we didn't know it. And the more toxic metals in there, the more worthwhile the chelation becomes, sir. So, I'm sorry about the long ramble, but that's what I would do if it were me. And you got to check with your doctor skilled in that, knowledgeable in natural medicine, to see if that would be something suitable for you.
Hey, thanks very much. Yeah, I'll take your advice and try it.
Okay, and hey, if you're an engineer, call us back in a year and let us know what happened, okay?
You must be psychic, because I am.
Maybe it was the tone of voice, sir. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.